Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can bring up anything that's on your mind right here, toll free at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, and join us online at freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there in a variety of different ways. You can submit content right there to the front page of the site. Other listeners can vote on it. You can vote it up if you like, down if you don't. And it's a Reddit-based system, so it's free to use. So go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. Joining you in studio, it's Ian here.
And Derek J.
And we've been talking off and on, mostly on throughout the show, about various different aspects surrounding the recent arrest today, actually, this afternoon. Our friend James Cleveland, who has been behind the third microphone with us here in the studio a number of times in the past to talk about his activism as Robin Hood. Maybe you've heard about Robin Hood of Keene. James is probably most well known for that, although recently I've taken to calling him a local business owner because I think that he is now becoming known for running a thrift store here in town, 101 Deals, where you work.
That's right,
Jay. And so your boss is in jail right now, and that's not cool because, well, he didn't hurt anybody. He was just driving through Virginia, and some cops pulled him over for an expired tag and subsequently searched the car. He didn't give consent to search. The cops went and got a warrant, ostensibly because they went to his Facebook page and saw something drug-related. So they got this warrant to search the car. Turns out they allegedly found some prescription Klonopin in somewhere in this vehicle. It's actually a box truck, not a car, but a work truck, essentially. And James, again, works at this thrift store. He buys product for the thrift store from storage locker auctions, where you buy all kinds of stuff for $150, and you don't know what you're getting in there. It could be a gun in there. There could be, felony-level prescription medications. In this case, it didn't happen to be a felony-level one. This is a Schedule 4, this is the federal scheduling thing, where they have different schedules for each prescription and drug. And so he's facing a misdemeanor count, which could land him in jail for 6 months. But the state will have to prove he knowingly possessed. And if it was in a tote, in the cab of the truck, and he didn't know what was in the tote, then he's going to have a case. And I think ultimately, hopefully they'll ultimately drop the charges if he doesn't take the plea deal that they offer him. But if he does take it, I wouldn't blame him, because who would want to have to go back to a state that is not the state in which you generally spend your time as far as the geographic boundaries? He would have to go back to Virginia for a trial, and then who knows, on the way back to Virginia, he might get pulled over in some other state. So it just, could create a whole long avalanche of problems with various different states. And so it's frustrating. And it's super frustrating to the family members who, from their perspective, their loved one, in this case James's sister, has contacted me on Facebook asking me to take down the phone number for the sheriff's department from the blog post I made about
this. That's going to do anything.
On freekeen.com. She feels like it's going to make a difference. She feels like the phone calls from people who are calling the sheriff's department and saying who knows what. Some of them are probably being nice, but others maybe not. Maybe some people who really hate the cops have called and have been very, very insulting. And, maybe James has felt some sort of heat from this by the officers in the department, but what are the good reasons to call? I mean, what could happen in a police department for somebody who's getting these calls from the outside?
Well, I would think that they know, like, they're finally getting some feedback about the job that they're doing. I think most people, like you mentioned, would take a plea deal, keep their heads down, say they're sorry, even if they hadn't done anything, just to make it go away. Just whatever's going to make this stop is what most people want to do.
It's true.
And I don't imagine most cops hear from people who are honest and willing to tell them, hey, I don't appreciate what you're doing. I don't think you're keeping the world safe today. And I think that really cuts to the heart of what police do. Like, everyone wants to be a hero, right? They want to slap on a badge and say, I'm saving the day and you need me. But when people are calling them up all day and saying, we don't need you, we don't like what you're doing, return your badge or go home, then I think it starts to eat away at some of the motivations that make people want to be police in the first place.
I think so. I think it's important to give police this feedback, and not just in a circumstance where a loved one is in jail, but just in general. If you see them doing something on the street, you know, harassing people who are obviously not causing a problem, you know, searching somebody, whatever, giving them feedback in that circumstance I think is entirely appropriate.
Lord knows they get enough pats on the back and free
exactly.
coffees and restaurants and all kinds of places just for having their uniform on or for walking out of a police car.
Right.
It's like, oh, let
hero
me,
by default.
Let me roll out the red carpet for you, sir. But, you know, if you take the opposite tack and say, just treat them like a normal person, and
yeah.
say, hey, what are you doing keeping my friend behind bars? You know, this is a valid discussion, though, about whether or not call floods help. I remember one, George Donnelly had a very public debate regarding this, because he believed, I believe, that it does harm to have a call flood, that it makes
Didn't they keep him in solitary or something like that?
I don't remember, but one could imagine a situation where a call flood would make the situation worse for the activists on the inside. Like, the cops could decide, we're not going to feed you, or we're going to turn up the heat on you, or we're going to do things within our realm of ability, things that they could do to make things uncomfortable.
Right, as though the person that they're keeping has any ability to control whether or not people on the outside are making these calls. I mean, odds are good he doesn't even have access to a phone. When you get arrested, they'll maybe give you that one call. Okay, you've called Dad, you know.
Yeah.
You haven't called Virginia Cop Block or whoever else is out there just sort of acting on their own volition, doing what they feel is right. So the fact that they would punish the person in the jail cell just really just goes to show how clueless these cops are. That person hasn't instigated this. They've been sitting in your custody all day. They haven't started this call flood. But you're right. I mean, they certainly could target the person on the inside. There have been stories where that has happened.
It's just a natural human reaction, though. I mean, like, even the story of, oh, the dad comes home and hits the wife hits the son kicks the dog. Like, all of these things are sort of a chain reaction. And if people are yelling at the police officers and being really nasty on the phone, you know, that officer can't do anything other than lash out at the people around him, right?
That's true.
So it's just sort of a natural thing.
But
maybe it's not well thought through.
Well, but there are also arguments for it, right? So one of the arguments for calling the departments is that if people are calling, they know they're being watched. They
yeah.
know that what they're doing is not happening in the, you know, the dark of night, which is normally how they operate. When they pull somebody over on the side of the road and they take that person into custody and they take them into jail, usually they call mom and dad or, you know, their wife or husband or whoever it is that's closest to them, and then that's as far as it goes. That's the only
yeah.
person that knows they're in there, or their attorney, and it's just sort of, they just sit in the cell until somebody comes bails them out and they get treated like everybody else. It's also possible that when these call floods happen, that the police could treat that person better, because
yeah.
they know that there are people on the outside who care about this individual, that this person hasn't been forgotten. Not only have they not been forgotten, but there are a large number of people who care enough to actually pick up the phone and call, and that can be a bewildering situation for these police, and it may actually result in them, I don't know, not beating him or, you know, not taking extreme actions. So it can go different ways, I
would
think.
I would imagine the police are pretty accustomed to the situation where they pull someone off the street, they put them on in a cage, they tell them they got a phone call, and they're whimpering and calling their parents and, mm-hmm. and begging, and they're in I don't know what the proper term would be, what a master-slave relationship here.
Sure.
It's like, you know, one person is clearly in control, and the other person has no control. Well, when you're getting a bunch of phone calls from people in the outside world from all over the country saying, we don't like what you're doing, it sort of changes that dynamic. Like, well, maybe I'm not as in control as I thought I was. Or maybe, you know, maybe there are other people who are watching me
right.
who are having an opinion about what I'm doing. It's not just this little closed bubble world of Dinwiddie County, you know, where I'm the master and I control everything. It's like, whoa, there's a whole world out there and people disagree with what I'm doing. Yikes.
Yeah, and if it happened more often, then how, you know, would they be less likely to keep going through with this? If they got a bunch of grief from people every single day that they did this. Because they're doing it now because we've brought attention to this issue. The Keen activists reached out to the folks in Virginia, the cop blockers there, and the Virginia guys took action on this. If this was happening in Dinwiddie County, Virginia, every single time they made a drug arrest, that would make life really uncomfortable for these cops. And I don't think that's a bad thing. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. I mean, imagine the stories that they're telling when they go home at night. How was your day, honey? It was terrible. We got 100 phone calls today from all these crazy cop blockers. You know, I don't know. 855-453, there's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk. Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. Talking about a variety of aspects surrounding the arrest of our friend James Cleveland today. Activists have activated, as they should, in the Virginia area. The cop blockers out there have been a big help, including Nate Cox and some of his associates out that way. Of course, Cop Block's a great organization. We haven't really talked about what that is. CopBlock.org. Derek J., what is it?
It's a decentralized network of people who believe in police accountability. And they're the people who responded first to this type of incident. So I would count you among them, Ian, for making these phone calls and networking with other people in Virginia. I messaged to a few people in Virginia as well who I know to be cop blockers, people who take out video cameras and record the police when they see something going wrong,
mm-hmm.
and to blog about it are not apologetic about flexing their rights. And so that's all it is. It's a decentralized network of people who want to hold the police accountable when they do something wrong. And I would count this among the things that police do wrong is victimizing people who themselves have not created a victim like James here.
And I would go, I like the definition of cop blocking that I think I heard first from Ademo Freeman, one of the founders of CopBlock.org. And the difference between someone who just cop watches and cop blocks is the cop blocker is more willing to actually speak up. And I think that, mm-hmm. you know, it's not an official definition or anything like that, but before cop block existed, there was cop watch. So, like, I've been in Keene long enough to remember the time before there was cop block.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, we were cop watchers at that time. And when cop block came around, it kind of took that to the next level, where not only are you holding the police accountable by having a video camera out and recording a situation, but you might say something like, hey, what are you guys doing that for? That guy didn't hurt anybody else, or asking questions of the cop. What's your name, officer? Can I get your badge number? And, you know, trying to sort of insert yourself into the situation without necessarily interfering, because then obviously they're going to arrest you for that. So there's kind of a fine line that you can walk to where you can be heard and sort of register your opinion, but not just kind of stand back silently with a camera.
It's a very tricky line to not be interfering with a police investigation. Of course, they're always going to say that James himself was arrested for doing that very thing, just recording the police passively, but then the police claim that he was interfering. So it's a very tricky line. However, how long do you want to live in a society where you don't interact with these people who are clearly causing victims right in front of your very eyes? I feel compelled to speak up.
And you do that on Cop Block Radio, which is one of the shows you host. And you've got a new website. Is it TheDerekJ.com?
Yes.
Okay. Will the old one still work?
Yes.
Okay, good. So TheDerekJ.com. Be sure you check more of Derek J out there. And, you know, the way America's been going lately, it's hard not to think about getting out of here from time to time. And there's a very interesting project developing in southern Chile that is worth checking out. It offers affordable accommodations for those looking to establish a little home base in the country of Chile. It's not a sprawling valley of vast estates or anything like that. It basically looks more like a condo building at a ski resort and has some pretty cool common amenities like a maker space full of tools, a restaurant, and a bunch of places to relax and socialize. There's only room for about 100 people, so don't wait until the place is full. Go check it out for yourself at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com. Sorry about the little tweaks there. It sounds like our ISDN line is acting up tonight.
R2-D2.
So check out fortgalt.com. All right, so continuing on here, the family's frustration is palpable. They want the activists to back off. They say this is hurting their son. He's in jail, and they're afraid of what's happening. And that's what families do in these situations. They freak out. You know, they're willing to do anything they can to help their loved one. And I think that's great. And I appreciate that. And it's great that, you know, some family members actually care about their loved ones when they go to jail. Thank you for that. But at the same time, James is a professional activist. I mean, he's somebody who has done this before. This is actually his second time being arrested at this point. So,
wow.
You know,
it's adding up fast.
Once it happens once, it's not as traumatic the second time that it happens to you. But it can feel traumatic to the family members out there because they put themselves in the shoes of the person who's being arrested and they think, well, gosh, I wouldn't want to be in jail in Richmond, Virginia either, or wherever it is, actually the jail that he's being being or will be held out, presuming he's not bonded out immediately, is the Meharan Regional Jail. So it's like a regional facility that covers probably multiple counties out that way. And so, you know, they feel like they can empathize with this individual, but they're not coming at this from the same perspective as their son. James is an activist. He knows that when you flex your rights, which is what he did, he refused a search, and they then ultimately did search after getting a warrant, after a drug dog sniffed the van out. And he knows there are risks involved in that, and he knows there are activists on the outside who are willing to step up and help him out. And
so, in a way, like, he's teaching them a lesson by flexing his rights. Like, you know, not every person's just some pushover.
Them being the cops.
Them, yeah. And then the cops are then teaching James a lesson, like, well, if you're going to flex your rights, then we are really going to do a thorough search here, right, and we're going to make your life pretty uncomfortable for the next few hours.
Maybe the next few days, yeah, if not months. I mean, who knows? I imagine he's going to be able to raise the money to bond himself out. Just the question is how quickly that can be accomplished. And so, I mean, I can empathize with the family members. I can understand where they're coming from. But at the same time, I'm not going to take the phone number down from freekeen.com just to appease them. I'm more interested in what James wants. If James contacts me somehow and he says, okay, pull the number down. This is, you know, and not only that, announce that people should stop calling. I'll do whatever James asks me to do because he's my friend and I'll respect his choice on that. You know, some people will get arrested and they'll say, whatever you do, don't bail me out. Because
right.
They don't want to give money into the system at all, even though they know there's a chance, you know, they'll get it back if they go to court. Just don't bail me out. I want to sit this out. Okay, fine. Or they'll call and say, all right, bail me out. You know, okay, fine. We'll do that too. I mean, whatever it is that individual wants. Last night, you and I had to deal with this a similar situation from Ross Ulbricht. And it was frustrating because we talked about this on the Saturday show, I think, with Ross Ulbricht. He is, of course, in jail for running the Silk Road, and he's awaiting sentencing. And he wrote a letter to a local activist here in Keene where he exonerated you, Derek J., as well as other activists who had come to his trial to try to communicate with the, you know, some ideas to the jury, perhaps, to encourage jury nullification, to inform the jury of the sentence that Ross was possibly going to receive. And his mother and the attorney in the case asked you guys to call it quits. They mm-hmm. felt like you were going to hurt his chances in this jury, and you guys ultimately respected her request because you couldn't talk to Ross. Ross, you were not able to get the word directly from him, so you presume
this is the next best thing,
right?
I mean, I don't want to supersede Ross or anyone close to him, you know, with my own desires here. If Ross wanted something else, for example, for us to leave the scene, then that's what I wanted to do. And that's what I was seeing from the blog articles or whatever. I forget which publication posted it, but the headline was something like, activists think they're helping, and they're not.
Yeah, I forget which like, one oh, that no. was, too. I don't think that you were hurting things at all, as a matter of fact. I think
people can hear about that letter on last night's Free Talk Live. That's the Sunday night edition.
All right, there's more coming up here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts are welcome. Also, smuggling into North Korea, that's coming up.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to vote, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, welcome back. You can dial toll free here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the site. If you enjoy what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. It's all of $5 a month. We'll take that money in, invest it into Free Talk Live, and get on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners and radio listeners and as well as satellite listeners on board with the ideas of freedom. So if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, the best thing you can do, besides sharing us with your friends, is go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's A-M-P, as in advertise, market, and promote. We take that money in and, again, invest it into Free Talk Live. And you get perks. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only forum, as well as the AMP-only Facebook group at amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, right now, if you get signed up as an AMP Platinum level, which is the highest level of amping, then you do that by March 8th, which is the end of this coming weekend. Then if you stay a Platinum for 2 months, you will qualify for the special Elite Platinum Amp T-shirt giveaway that's going to be happening in a couple months from now. It's something that is being spearheaded by one of our amplifiers, one of our listeners, Michael January. He stepped up. He designed the shirt. He printed the shirt. He had this thing done. It's on a nice fabric. It's on what's called tech fabric. It's just like a fancy kind of fabric that does wicking. It's a performance fabric. It's a long sleeve shirt. with a word cloud design. You can see the design for yourself over at shirt.freetalklive.com. That's shirt.freetalklive.com. Again, the only way to get this shirt is to be a Platinum Amplifier by the end of this weekend. So go and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. If you're already an Amplifier, you can upgrade to Platinum. That's no problem. Again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. Again, you just have to sign up by March 8th and stay a Platinum for at least 2 months, and you will qualify for this shirt. So our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. It's been a frustrating 24 hours because 24 or 48 hours, I guess, at this point, Derek J., I had blogged about the Ross Ulbricht news that he had written a letter to an activist here in the area, David Crawford, who had written to him asking about, Ross, how do you feel about the protesters outside of the trial? Do you think they should have been removed from the trial as his attorney wanted them to be removed? And he didn't answer directly as to whether or not he disagreed with the attorney's decision, but he did say that he appreciated the fact that the protesters were there. He had very nice things to say about the existence of the protesters. And then his family contacted me to ask me to pull the article down and to pull the letter down. And at first, I refused to do it. And then I compromised, and I pulled the line out that was in reference to how the judge was treating the jury.
When you say you refused to do it, what were your initial thoughts when you were contacted? Like, what were you feeling?
Well, I don't want to upset his parents. I mean, I've met Lynn, his mother, and she's very, very nice. Obviously, you know, it's not my intention to try to upset them by putting this information out there. Their argument was essentially that, well, this was a private letter. This letter wasn't intended for public consumption.
What do you think about that argument?
It's an argument. I mean, the other side of the argument is he also didn't say it was supposed to be private. You know, he didn't say keep this private.
Right. And all people in jail who write letters and receive them, don't they know they're all being read by the jailers?
So I don't know what federal policy is on that. I know that in Cheshire County Jail, outgoing mail is supposedly not read.
Okay.
If you've ever received mail,
so this could be private if kept that way.
It could be. Again, I don't know what the federal rules are. Mm. Incoming mail, they can absolutely read that. But the outgoing mail, for whatever reason, they don't open those letters up, at least here in Cheshire County. And again, your mileage may vary in other areas. And so I'm not going to jump to a conclusion on, you know, what the rules are. But nonetheless, you know, that's a fine argument, but it's also an argument that, well, he didn't say keep this private. And if you put something out there, then, you know, you don't know what's going to happen to it. So the argument
it
was
seems like his only alternative would be to not write any letters, which
that's
sounds
correct.
Horrible. That's no life.
Well, so far, this is the first letter I've ever heard about him writing. I don't know if he has written other letters. This was the first letter that had ever been published. And the family was concerned that Ross's opinions would somehow hurt him when it came to sentencing. You know, these poor family members are being attacked by this federal goon squad, and they feel like they've got to do everything they can to appease the master in the black robe to try to appease this person to where they won't issue the life sentence to their son, and instead they'll give him a 30-year sentence, the minimum sentence that he could possibly receive. I mean, they're doing everything they can to grovel, and I don't blame them. That's, you know, understandable. And if it turns out that Ross didn't want that thing published, I will certainly apologize. But I feel like, you know, I was just doing what I should do, which is report what I thought was a very exciting letter to, you know, because when you guys left, Ross Ulbricht, of course, charged with running the Silk Road and underground drug marketplace, you guys left the trial dejected. You were bummed out that you that
yeah,
you
I wasn't the only one. A lot of activists
right.
left to their homes all around the country and were very upset that, you know, they had made the trek out there to spend time, money, and fight the blistering cold to protest in sub-zero weather, which is not a friendly thing in New York City. So
James Cleveland was there, by the way.
Yeah, James Cleveland was there and had his own signs, made the Guardian in a
That's
few
right.
photographs. And, you know, we all left, but we were ready to be there for weeks. Right. I mean, some of us were just planning on being there for a few days, but others had plans to be there for months if necessary. So it was really disappointing to be turned away on day one.
Yeah, I can totally understand that. Not that it's about you and
but I wanted to be there to help. That was the point. We were all there, you know, investing this time and energy because we're like, this is going to help. This is people came from all over because, you know, not for our own glory, but to hopefully get this man to be free. That was the plan. I mean, not talking about a prison bus, but talking about letting people know information about what's going on here. Like, there's a man who's facing life. Let them know about jury nullification. Different things were the plan.
I mean, I certainly don't want Ross to get given this life sentence and then have his parents blame Ian Freeman at Free Talk Live for his blog post at Free Keen and, you know, put the blame on me for what the judge ultimately decides to do in this case.
Yeah, but how can you say it? Like, how could they say that? Because first of all, it would be Ross's words that convicted him, if that were even the case. And then secondly, you can't even put a direct link between someone's words saying, like, oh, yeah, I appreciated the protesters, it was wrong what the judge did, or whatever he said, and then a harsher sentence. Like, there's no way of knowing what the judge is going to hand down as a sentence. And it's pretty likely, you know, unfortunately, that it's going to be harsh anyway. This judge has not been friendly from day one.
Right. The judge has not been friendly. The judge has been horrible towards the defense, preventing them from even calling some of their witnesses, and in many ways just neutering their ability to actually put on an actual useful defense for this guy. She's been a nightmare, this judge. And you know they're going to be pushing for a life sentence on this because they want to send a message. You know, this is the first bust when it comes to online drug sales. This is the big case. And the cops are going to want the court to send a strong message that these drug sites will not be tolerated and we're going to take the most serious, you know, stance on this. That's where they're coming from, and I don't see any reason why that judge would disagree with them on this. Now, none of those things even factored into me deciding to put this on the website over at freekeen.com. I just thought, oh, wow, this is great news. You know, like, here's Ross saying something, what I consider to be publicly, because he put it out there. And so I made it public. I did strike one of the sentences initially in the letter due to being willing to, you know, do something for the family. And then they came back, called at like 11:45 at night. You and I were both home at that time. This call comes in. I'm like, hello? Yeah. And, you know, we want you to pull the letter down. And I said, well, okay, you know, are you going to have Ross contact me? Because I really want to know what he thinks. I know what the family thinks. I get it. They're frustrated. They're scared. What does Ross actually want? So they did promise that Ross would call, which I'm pretty excited about because it'll be the first time that anybody's ever talked to Ross, period, except for his attorney and his family during this whole trial. So we'll see what he actually wants to have happen. I did strike the letter, but I my agreement with the family at that time was to not pull the whole article. And then they contact me today saying they want me to pull the whole article down.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body.
Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us here toll free. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. We have been in great detail discussing you and the police. What happens when your friends are arrested? Activists getting out there and trying to help out. Are they helping or are they hurting when somebody is in custody with the things that they're doing on the outside? Our toll-free number is 855-453. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Now, Derek J., you had a story tonight that was way more involved than we're likely going to have time for. Maybe we could start it and kind of get a feel for what it's about and then invite our listeners to explore further. It's a topic we've discussed previously on Free Talk Live. I don't know if you've been here for these discussions, but
yeah.
North Korea.
Yeah.
And smuggling.
Headline, the plot to free North Korea with smuggled episodes of Friends.
Whose headline is this, by the way?
Andy Greenberg at Wired.com.
All right.
Which just went through a revamp on their website, which is very pretty.
Cool.
This is one that touches me closely because my stepmother is South Korean. She's from Seoul. And every time I heard about what's
it's
going
pronounced
on.
Seoul?
As far as I know.
I thought it was Seoul. Anyway.
Anyway. Whenever I hear about what's going on in North Korea, it's a little more personal than than your average American. But there are people in South Korea who travel to North Korea and smuggle these USB sticks. Mm-hmm. This is a story about them. And so it begins on a cloudy, moonless night somewhere in northeastern China. Three men creep through a strand of Japanese clethra trees. They carry no flashlights, and the sky is so dark that they hear the sound of the rushing Tumen River before they see it. They've arrived at the North Korean border. Now, earlier in the evening, at a nearby restaurant, they treated the local Chinese police chief and head of the border patrol to a blowout feast of more than 20 dishes, climaxing with a southern China delicacy, a carp deep fried and served alive.
What?
Its mouth and gills still moving.
Wow.
Following an after-meal session of pricey Changhua cigarettes and shots of Matuai liquor, the officials made phone calls telling subordinates to abandon their posts for several hours. After dozens of these bribe dinners, they had become routine, practically a tradition among friends. But now, the smugglers even had their own key to the rusty bike lock securing the border area's barbed wire.
Wow. It's incredible.
That is an amazing story. So that's just the beginning.
Yeah.
And like, think about the relationships that they had to develop in order to bribe these officials, treat them to dinners, and now they have the key to the fence. They are the Border Patrol agents themselves. Wow. So 2 hours later, the trio's leader, a middle-aged North Korean defector named Jung Kwang-il, steps into the tall weeds of the riverbank. He pulls out a cheap laser pointer and flashes it across the river. Then he waits for a response. If he sees an X slashed through the air by a laser on the opposite bank, the operation will be called off. Instead, he's answered with a red circle painted through the darkness. Soon after, a compact man dressed only in a hoodie and boxer shorts wades out of the waist-high water and onto the riverbank where Jung and his companion stand. Jung arranged the meeting earlier in the day using coded language over walkie-talkies. This is quite an epic adventure. The men embraced and speak softly for a minute about each other's health, the price of North Korean mushrooms, and Jung's mother, whom he'd left behind in North Korea 10 years ago. Then Jung hands the man tightly wrapped plastic bag containing a trove of precious black market data.
That's right.
200 SanDisk USB drives and 300 micro SD cards, each packed with 16 gigabytes of videos like Lucy, Son of God, 22 Jump Street, and the entire season of South Korean reality TV shows, comedies, and soap operas. To bribe the guards on the North Korean side, Jung has included in the bag an HP laptop computer, cigarettes, liquor, and close to $1,000 in cash. So the man slings the bag of digital contraband over his shoulder, and then he says goodbye and disappears back into the world's deepest black hole of information.
Amazing.
So I think this is really cool. You know, and I can go on. There's more to this story, but we can stop there.
That's
and
the
say,
general idea is they are smuggling data into North Korea. It's true.
And the point is the regime of the Kim family has such a stranglehold on the population, not because of their arms, though sure they have guns and they're willing to use them, but because of their ideas. They have a stranglehold on the people's brains, not just on their bodies. And the idea for these people who have escaped is to penetrate that wall by inviting new ideas to these people and by bringing them desperate housewives and letting them see what Americans really get to enjoy.
And a lot of South Korean TV as well.
Yeah, and people might think that's frivolous, like, how dare people smuggle USB drives to people who need food like apples and oranges. You know, these people are starving and dying. What good are USB sticks going to do? But, you know, to me, breaking the illusion of, oh, the Americans are our enemy and they want to do us harm, and instead replacing that with, wow, they have nice stuff, I want that too, that's more powerful because that will make someone want to, like, claw their way out of a horrible regime and go get their own apples and oranges.
Well, remember, the starvation happened back in the 1990s. It's not so bad in North Korea now because of the Jangmadang generation, as they are called, essentially the black market generation. There's a group of people there who, younger people, they've grown up with this black market that sprung up after the starvation period. And it's kind of a tolerated thing now from what I understand of what's going on over there.
Well, according to this article, Ian, the World Food Program did a 2012 study in which they found that about 1 in 8 households have adequate access to food.
I'm not saying it's great over there, but it's not the famine that it was in the
1990s. 1 in 8 is pretty bad, okay?
I know what you're saying.
It's stunting the growth in about a third of the population, and in some areas of the country, up to 40% of children under 5 are affected. This was so bad in 2008 that a study by the National Intelligence Council found that a quarter, that's a fourth, of North Korean military conscripts are disqualified for cognitive disabilities.
Well,
just because they're not getting the nutrition they need to feed their brains to produce a healthy human being.
I'm not denying that. I'm just saying it's not as bad as it was in the 90s. That's all I'm saying. There was like mass starvation back in the 1990s, back when the government was handling all food distribution. And then after that, the black market sprang into place. I don't know how you do a study on North Korea because generally you're not allowed to go there.
Right.
But this is fascinating. And I wish we had more time to talk about it. Glenn is on the line in Philadelphia. You're on Free Talk Live, Glenn.
Okay. X's and O's, eh? Is that tic-tac-toe or like greeting cards, hugs and kisses?
Huh?
He's talking about X's and O's to tell them if they can go or if it's called off.
Never mind. Just being impertinent. What was the name of the fellow you were talking about before who had been detained for the drugs, possessing a contraband or something in the truck?
James Cleveland.
Okay, and you said he was at the protest for Ross?
That's correct.
Yeah.
He was in New York City with Derek J.
Okay, which kind of, this is in a paranoia sort of thing. I mean, so is there any way, like he was pulled over in a vehicle, right?
Yeah.
So is there any way that, like, was the vehicle his, registered to him, or was it registered to someone else?
I don't know.
I couldn't tell you.
No. The reason I ask is, like, it makes you wonder if him having been an activist on behalf of Ross could have got him on some, like, computer listing, which we know that the cops have these computers that read license plates and stuff. You know, was his being pulled over, like, a result of his having been at the protest for Ross? And
that does seem kind of paranoid, but you never know. And you're right, they do have those license plate readers. Thank you, Glenn. Some of these things are on the side of the road to where they could just be mass scanning plates. It could have just simply been they mass scanned some plates and then saw that his plate was expired, which was ostensibly the reason he was pulled over in the first place.
The simplest explanation is often the true one.
Derek J., send me that North Korea article. I'll post it on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter so people can dig in further there. This has been Free Talk Live. See you tomorrow.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When a loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.